It's often stated by the Prime Minister and other government ministers that we're in it together. This week, on a visit to Aberdeen, the Prime Minister said, "Everyone in the country has to pay their fair way." So how is it fair, and for whom is it fair, that we learned from media reports last year that a large multinational company reduced its tax liability from £7 billion to £1 billion at the expense of the UK taxpayer? For whom is it fair that the government is looking at reducing the 50 pence higher rate of income tax? How is it fair that the government is part-funding an £18 million cost to evict travellers from a site they are the legal title holders of? And for whom is it fair, when employees are unfairly treated or unfairly dismissed, that they'll now be denied access to justice unless they can find £1,000 to find their claim to an employment tribunal? It would seem that those that have are set to benefit at the expense of those who have not. And those who have not and who have the least, what little they have, the state is willing to spend millions to take it away from them. We all know the cost of living is rising for the ordinary person in the street. Food prices are up, petrol prices are up, heating and fuel prices are up, education fees are up, rents are up, unemployment is up. This month it rose to 2.57 million people, a 17-year high. Those who have the least have what little they have taken away from them. We learn that people are being removed from their entitlement to disability living allowance. We learn that people with cancer are to lose £100 a week in benefit. We read about those in the public sector who will pay more, not for their pensions, as we're told, but for the government through their pensions, with the consequence that many will opt out of pension schemes, leaving a legacy of future pensioner poverty for future generations to deal with. And of course, in case people want to make a stand against these things and the swathes of cuts to public services that confront us, cuts to libraries, police services, nurses, midwives, Coast Guard services, home care services, warden services, daycare services for older people, Sure Start services for younger people and families, and closures of hospital beds, to name but a few, the government's response is to look at ways of taking away your human rights. That's why it thinks it's punishing someone with 6 months prison for stealing a bottle of water in August riots is justified and is justice. Well, the civil rights leader Martin Luther King told a famous biblical story in a new way when he said, "We're called to play the Good Samaritan on life's roadside. But that will only be an initial act. One day we must come to see that the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be constantly beaten and robbed as they make their journey on life's highway." So next time you're told we're in it together by any one of the 23 cabinet ministers who are millionaires, we need to ask ourselves, are they making that road a fair one for ordinary people? Or who is really set to benefit?